The neonatal intensive care unit at St. Thomas Midtown is the first in Middle Tennessee to go live with baby webcams. It's a technological upgrade hospitals around the country have been installing, but WPLN's Blake Farmer reports the video streams are seen as more than a modern convenience.
When babies are born prematurely, they can spend weeks or even months at the hospital, and after 20 years as a neonatal nurse, Sherry Anderson has seen moms and dads run themselves ragged trying to be at the hospital every waking hour, sometimes commuting long distances.
The parents go through a lot emotionally, spiritually, physically, and it's very taxing, and sometimes they just need to go home and just recover.
St. Thomas has installed its first webcams, which provide a close-up shot that anyone in the world can log on to see with a password. Jill Brothers has twin boys born at 27 weeks with at least another month in the NICU, and her husband is currently working in Florida.
So this has been a crucial element to, just being a part and feeling like you're involved with their growth.
Brothers still comes to the hospital every day, but finds herself checking the web stream when she's up in the middle of the night to watch the boys breathing. She says it's comforting.
We just have incredible care here. I'm so thankful. So I really just felt like it was safe and comfortable.
Nurses do turn off the cameras while they're working with the babies just to reduce scrutiny about how they're doing their jobs and avoid startling friends and family who might log in to see an empty crib. Hospitals are hoping the video streams might reduce some of the tension around who gets to see the baby. Currently, parents can only grant 4 people access to the NICU throughout their entire stay. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.